More music variety right here on The Listener's Choice.
Welcome back to Drive Time on Kennet Radio. It's 9 minutes past six and I'm joined now by Harry and his dad, Russell. And Harry is 12 years old and is a DJ who's made a bit of a splash. So we're going to talk about that. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
And hello, Russell.
Hi, good evening.
So first of all, Harry, how did you get interested, first of all, in being a DJ?
Well, I've been going to festivals ever since I was 2 years old and I've been watching the DJs a lot. So one day I was just like, Dad, can I make money off of this? So, yeah.
So did you start in your bedroom?
Yes, I started in my bedroom set 2018.
So that's 5 years ago?
Yes.
When you were seven?
Yes.
And I've seen your videos and you seem to have some nice equipment. Is that in your bedroom?
Yeah, it's currently in my bedroom, which I love.
So tell us about your equipment.
My equipment is currently a DDJ 1000 by Pioneer, and it's running through a MacBook Pro with Record Box on it.
And you have some lights as well.
Yes, I do have some lights. They're very nice.
And so when did you start being a DJ, actually doing it in public?
Well, I started... When did I start?
It's about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago, I fully, like, went into it.
And that was what, doing it in pubs or gigs?
Probably a pub was my first gig.
Mm-hmm. You said about the money, and obviously, you know, when you grow up, but why do you enjoy doing it?
Well, music's been a part of my life ever since, well, I first went to my first festival, so I just thought I'd join in.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about DJing at Newbury Pride, which is where I saw you first, and how did that happen?
So I think it was either...
So Mum reached out to the Pride organisers and just sort of said, look, we've got Harry, he came on the first Pride March, he's a big advocate for LGBTQ+, and they sort of saw some of his videos, and they were a little bit worried to start with, that he was going to try and just do a drum and bass set, and she said, oh no, he'll do a Pride set, so he'll do, you know, pop and popular music and things like that, so they went, yeah, okay, fine, we'll give it a go, and he got about a 45-minute set in the marketplace this year.
Yes, I saw it. It's wonderful. It was 45 minutes, was it?
Yes, it was.
And what sort of reaction did you get?
Got a really good crowd reaction. The crowd was really nice.
Carfest. First of all, where do they hold it? Just for people's knowledge.
So it's over in Overton. It's at Laverstoke Park, Jody Scheckter's farm.
Right.
So he's obviously ex-F1 world champion. Friends with Chris Evans.
Yes.
And so they hold it at Laverstoke. It's always every...
And it's huge, isn't it? Massive.
Yeah, it's 37,000 people, something like that.
Wow.
Each day. So.
So, Harry, tell us what you were doing at Carfest, first of all.
So there's a thing at Carfest called the Big Early, where on Thursdays you're allowed to rock up and have a little early sort of thing. And that's when I started on the sign, which was...
So tell us about the sign.
So
what did it say?
It said, let me DJ on front, and it had my Instagram, or just my social media at, on the back of it, and we held it up for the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday.
And it was mostly you? You say we. Did your dad hold it up a bit?
Yeah, we were sort of passing it around a bit.
Wow, that's an incredible thing to do. I mean, did your arms hurt?
Yes, they did, but it was worth it.
So tell us what happened then. So it was the last day Sunday that something happened.
Yeah, so on the last day Sunday, they texted my mum saying, come down, get backstage passes, you're doing this. So I was ecstatic, obviously.
How did they get your mum's number?
We'd been, obviously, each day, when we started on the Friday night, we sort of... They pulled him over the fence and said, look, is this real? You know, can he actually DJ, or have you guys just got a sign? And so we were like, no, yeah, you can DJ. Like, here's some videos, here's his Instagram, this is some of his stuff he's done. Talked to us about Pride. And they were like, okay, fine. Have you got any music? We were like, yeah, got the USB. They went and checked that there was no, obviously, viruses or anything bad on that. So they were happy we were all kosher. And then each day it was like, right, okay, here's the production manager's number. So we were like, right, got the production manager, met the production manager on the Saturday, right, we're running 40 minutes behind, so it's not going to be today. We're going to speak to the creative director. So like, right, okay, it's another person, we've got another layer that we've got to get through. So we ended up speaking to the creative director on the Sunday, who went, yeah, we're going to make it happen. Speak to Mark, who was the production guy. And then, yeah, he called up at 5 o'clock. We just sat down to watch a band called Growler Coaster, which is a Dave Grohl tribute. It was amazing. And the phone goes, we've got you now. It's going to be, this is what he's going to do. And you're going to close the Clubfest tent. So he's got a hard curfew of 10 p.m., but he's going to be on.
Wow. So, Harry, what was on the USB stick?
It was a bunch of house tracks and just a little sprinkle of drum and bass tracks.
So they were all mixed together, were they, by you? No.
Well,
they were just the tracks.
They were just the tracks. I mixed them all live. I like doing that.
So how did you feel when your dad and mum told you that they'd agreed for you to go on?
I was just like, it's actually happening. This is the moment I've waited for. I was so excited.
And when you got onto the stage, what was that like? Were people applauding you, cheering you?
Yes, they were. It was really fun.
I heard them on the video going, Harry, Harry.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I never thought that would happen, but I just started doing it. I think my brother was chanting my name, and then someone was like, what's his name? And then my brother was like, Harry, and then they all started it.
Yeah, it's great. So he's introduced as DJ Hypester. So I'm standing video, and you know, hearing Harry, 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 and I'm like, is it on one of the videos, just hear me laughing because it's like, what the hell?
Surreal,
so crazy. We worked it out that he had his older brother, and some of our other friends were in the crowd, and we think that they'd all been shouting Harry, and then it kind of just crescendoed out. And we're getting videos now, like from the back of the crowd at sort of 400 deep, and they're still chanting it there.
400 like, deep?
Yeah. Well, not good. Deep, but 400 odd in the crowd.
And yes.
It was just carnage.
And how did the actual set go?
It went really well. The crowd was amazing. It was probably one of the best crowds I've ever had.
And you were mixing on unfamiliar equipment, presumably.
Yes, I was. I was mixing on CDJ 2000 with a Nexus 900 mixer, so it was a completely new setup to me, actually.
Really? And how did that go? Was it all right?
Yeah, it went smoothly.
Brilliant. And how long were you on?
About 25, 30 minutes or so.
And were people dancing? Stupid question, possibly.
Yes, they were.
Crowd surfers, mosh pit,
yeah.
Everything.
There were... No, wait, there wasn't. Yeah.
And the incredible thing happened at the end. There was an announcement, wasn't there?
Yeah, they were...
Tell us about that.
They were saying that I was going to make a return next year, which was...
Finally.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, yeah!
So they sorted that out with you, you know...
We're still finalising it all now, but yeah, basically the production guy backstage said like, he'll be definitely on Friday or Saturday next year. Here's my private Carfest email. Like, come to me through that, not through the main one. Mm. So we've done that this week, and obviously they're still in the sort of decamp stage of it now. But we'll try and get that sorted this week, and then we can kind of properly announce it, which will be massive. And it's, you know, it's social media has obviously got blown up anyway. So I think when we announce that, it'll get a bit of a...
Well, we'll hear some music now, and then we'll come back and talk a little more. So, do you want to introduce this track, Harry?
Yeah, the next track is Where's Your Head At by Basement Jacks.
Minutes past 6 on Kennet Radio. I'm joined by Harry Frost, who's 12 years old, a local DJ with his dad, Russell. And Harry, tell us about that tune by Chase and Status. Sorry, no, Basement Jacks.
Yes, that was the tune I opened my Carfest gig at.
And it went well, did it?
Went really well.
They loved it?
Yes, they did.
Tell us about Dave Pierce, the well-known DJ, because he was quite kind to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, so when we went backstage on the Sunday before I went... Was it Saturday?
Friday.
Friday. When we went on the Friday, I met Dave Pierce, a really nice guy. He was telling me about all the stuff that he's been doing and stuff that I might be doing.
And he warmed up the audience for you, didn't he? Is that right, Russell?
Yeah, so the plan was going to be, obviously, where it was very fluid on Friday. So there was a DJ on beforehand called Sammy Dean, and she was prepared to give up 7 minutes of at the end of her set. And Dave Tamer said, well, no, he'd be better off going after me because I'm going to build the crowd to such a frenzy, and then he can then ride that wave. And so Harry was really excited by that, and everyone backstage was really excited by that. And then, unfortunately, the twins that were on after him didn't want to give up any of their time. We unfortunately didn't get to ride that out, but it was really, really great that he would even, you know, make that as a suggestion.
Absolutely.
Let him come after me and it will help him out more. So
that was on Sunday at the Car Fest.
Yes.
Amazing gig. And tell us about since then. It's been a bit manic, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I've got loads of new followers on Instagram who I want to say thank you all to following.
And you've been phoned and talking to various people, haven't you? Tell us about that.
So Chase and Status actually have mentioned me in their Instagram and their TikTok, which I'm really grateful of.
And BBC?
Yeah, I had an interview with BBC, I think, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And it should be on
Tonight's news.
So tonight's news, 6:30-ish.
They videoed you, did they?
Yes, they did.
Brilliant. And Newbury Weekly News have been talking to you?
Yep. That was really fun talking to the guy. He's going to be on the paper next week and probably online, probably right now, actually.
And what sort of music do you like? We've talked about Chase and Status.
Yeah, I like basically every sort of music. Rock, pop, hip-hop, house, drum and bass, all of it.
So what sort of rock music do you like?
Nirvana, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Green.
Wow. That's a very, very wide selection of music, isn't it? Are you listening to music all the time?
Yeah, I just chuck on my headphones, like, literally every day and just bang out some tunes.
What are you listening to them on? Something like Spotify or something like that?
Amazon Music most of the time, but sometimes I go on SoundCloud because that's where you find all the underground stuff.
Hmm. Black Sabbath, that's amazing, Russell, isn't it? For a 12-year-old.
Yeah, we've always, you know, my wife and I are massive music fans, and we've got videos when the boys were tiny of, dancing to Rolling Stones and things like that, and I say where we took them to the festivals, you always get a wide audience. So he's seen, the festival circuit, he's seen everything from Status Quo to Take That to the Kaiser Chiefs, The Feeling, and then obviously last year was really when his DJ bit clicked, because he saw Sister Bliss do a Faithless set and then Judge Jules, and that was when the sort of penny dropped. He was like, alright, so I can actually do this as a job. And
yeah,
you know,
so is that what you want to do when you grow up, as the expression goes, Harry?
Yes, and that's what I'm doing now, so pretty happy right now.
That's brilliant. How can people follow you on social media?
You go to Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You can just follow me at DJ Hypester, HYPESTER.
Why did you choose that?
Well, I was thinking of different names, and when I just said the name DJ Hypester in my head, I just felt a click and it worked.
That's brilliant. So DJ Hypester is your tag, or whatever they call it these days,
yes,
on those various social media. And do you want to introduce... Well, first of all, thanks very much for coming in, Harry and Russell. It's really good of you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Would you like to introduce this next record?
This next song is End Credits by Chase and Status.
From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.